Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
I'm on the phone today, so here we go. President Biden declared March 23rd as National Agriculture Day. Here's what he said. I call upon all Americans to join me in recognizing and affirming our commitment to and appreciation for our farmers, ranchers, farm workers, and those who work in the ag sector across the nation. End of quote. The president's proclamation makes clear his respect and appreciation for our industry, but also the fact that everyone should salute the team that feeds us. They have been on the job throughout the pandemic. It makes me think about the farming industry and how it has changed over the years. If it had not changed, millions of people would be starving. We could not produce and deliver the food with old technology. Crop acres of the United States have actually declined since 1960. But in the world, crop acres have increased from 1.7 billion acres to 2.4 billion acres. We cannot afford to give up on new technology. The position of the UK Department of Environment, Food, and Rural Affairs is in strong support of genetic engineered crops. That's not the case of the rest of Europe. Their countries have strict barriers against genetic modified crops. They want to push organic. Organic yields are less, maybe 20 or 30% less, and require more labor. The world cannot afford to go down that road. Okay, let's turn the page. In recent days, some of President Biden's top officials met with Chinese officials. The U.S. made it clear to China that we don't support their heavy-handed action in Hong Kong or their efforts to bully other Asian nations or their dominance in the China Sea. Their reaction, and I quote this, they said, "But out of our internal affairs," end of quote. Well, I hope this elevated dispute does not threaten our phase one trade deal that we have with China. They've been buying a record amount of our ag products. Turn the page. We just passed a $1.9 trillion spending bill, but that's not enough. Democrats are putting together another $3 trillion bill. It will focus on infrastructure, and I know we need infrastructure spending. But are we talking about even more debt, and how much more taxes will we have to pay? Well, just stay tuned, and I am John Block from Washington.